Europe's airlines and hotel and tour operators fear abrupt changes to coronavirus travel rules by governments are killing their chances to salvage something of a wrecked vacation season. The British government's sudden decision this weekend to add Spain to its list of at-risk countries forced tens of thousands of Britons already holidaying in Spain to quarantine for 14 days on their return. It also upended plans for tens of thousands of others scheduling vacations. All this dealing a massive blow to hopes that the travel industry might be able to gain back some of its massive losses from the pandemic. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. Saturday also saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France has also issued a warning about travel to Spain. Norway, too, is advising against travel to Spain. Almost 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week, and fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe are also mounting. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th century Nantes Cathedral. The local prosecutor's office said the 39-year-old asylum seeker who has lived in France for several years was detained Saturday for a second time. He had been held for a day, questioned and released immediately after the fire on July 18th. The prosecution says the suspect admitted being responsible for the fire that was started in three different places at the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul. After initially denying that, he could face up to 10 years in prison and $175,000 in fines. The man's lawyer said his client bitterly regretted his acts. This is VOA News. In the United States, South Texas braced for flooding Sunday after Hannah roared ashore as a hurricane the day before, bringing winds that lashed the Gulf Coast with rain and storm surge to a part of the country trying to cope with a spike in cases of the coronavirus. The first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic cyclone season made landfall twice as a Category 1 storm on Saturday afternoon within the span of a little over an hour. Hannah came ashore with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles per hour. Forecasters downgraded Hannah to a tropical storm early Sunday. Many parts of Texas, including areas near where Hannah came ashore, have been dealing with a surge in coronavirus cases in recent weeks, but local officials say they were prepared for whatever the storm might bring. In a tweet, President Donald Trump said his administration was monitoring Hannah, along with Hurricane Douglas, which was heading towards Hawaii in the Pacific Ocean. Also in the United States, authorities declared a riot early Sunday in Portland, Oregon, where protesters breached a fence surrounding the city's federal courthouse building where U.S. agents have been stationed. Police described via Twitter the violent conduct of people downtown as creating, quote, grave risk of public harm. Police demanded people to leave the area surrounding the courthouse around 1:20 a.m. on Sunday and said that those who failed to adhere may be arrested or subjected to tear gas and impact weapons. In the hours leading up to the riot declaration, thousands of people gathered in the city Saturday evening for another night of protests as demonstrations over George Floyd's killing and the presence of federal agents sent in by U.S. President Donald Trump showed no signs of abating. Demonstrations have happened in Oregon's largest city nightly for 2 months since Floyd was killed in Minneapolis in May. Trump said he sent federal agents to Portland to halt the unrest, but state and local officials say they are making the situation worse. And remembrances continue Sunday for the late United States Representative John Lewis, who was a civil rights icon. Lewis's casket will be carried in a processional across the Selma Bridge, where he and other civil rights marchers were beaten 55 years ago on Bloody Sunday, a key event in the fight for voting rights for African Americans. Lewis will lie in repose at the Alabama Capitol on Sunday afternoon. He was a native of Troy, Alabama. His private funeral will be held Thursday at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, which the Reverend Martin Luther King once led. Lewis, 80, died July 17th, several months after he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and have a nice Sunday.